didn't have the 12 gauge anymore. Dad said he needed it back for something. I don't think he even told me why. He just needed it back, and so it was gone. And overnight, my hopes and plans and dreams of birds and dogs and hunting also disappeared. I don't think I was upset. It was what it was. It happened again with a guitar he gave me. I had always wanted to play guitar, always felt like I was supposed to, not because of Dad, but because of God or some intuition. He gave me that guitar one year for Christmas, and finding it under the tree was incredible. I tried and tried to learn to play it. What I didn't take into account was that you can't play a really cheap guitar. Seriously, you can't. The strings are too far off the neck and it won't stay in tune. So no matter how much you practice or try, it won't sound good. You'll end up discouraged and disappointed. I did. Dad asked for the guitar back a few months later. He said he had traded with someone for it and the guy needed it back. So I gave it to him and it went away. And with it, my dreams of playing guitar, at least for a while. The biggest gift, though, that Dad gave me then took back was a car. Dad lived on Division Street then in a tall white house with his new wife, Linda, and her young son, Josh. I was 15 at the time and would visit Dad now and then, when he would come and get us for a couple days or when Mom would take us there and drop us off. One day, when I got there, a beautiful light green Ford LTD that hadn't been there before was parked in the driveway. Dad took me outside and walked me all around it and set me inside. He told me the details of the car and said, "This is yours, son. I bought it for you." My father would have an extra car in his driveway from time to time, and it was no big deal. As I remember it, he was buying and selling cars for extra money or something, just one here or there, and usually only one at a time so he didn't have to get a car dealer's license, I guess. So one day this Ford was there, but this one was different, he said. It was mine. He said he'd keep it at his place until I turned 16, and then it would be all mine. I spent hours in the sun washing it in the driveway, and many, many more evenings sitting in the front seat or lying in the soft back seat, taking in that old car smell that Dad had taught me to love, and listening to the radio until the battery would run down and the radio would turn off, along with the dash lights and everything else. I'd go inside the house and Dad would be upset with me for running down the car battery, but it was all I had. I loved to sit behind the wheel and imagine myself driving down Kansas Avenue or pulling into the Dairy Queen and looking cool. Or driving across the country in my LTD and pulling into Nashville in the early morning light. Parking her at a diner, then going inside and sitting at a booth like my father would, drinking my coffee alone, admiring my automobile just outside the window in the parking lot, imagining that the Grand Ole Opry was just down the street and I would soon be playing there. But then one day I came to Dad's house and my car was gone. A different car was in the driveway with a for sale sign on it. When I asked about the LTD, Dad said that he'd sold it. He didn't say it with any kind of emotion, just kind of matter-of-factly. He didn't say when or explain why he'd sold my car or apologize to me or even acknowledge he'd sold the car that he'd given me. Honestly, I think he forgot that he'd given it to me, or at least he pretended like he did. And so I guess I did too, and that dream and that car just went away. I think maybe looking back now that those things were never really mine. They were still his gifts, the gifts he received of giving them to me. And once that feeling wore off, he could just do something else with them. Again, I'd swore I'd never be like that, but unfortunately, those patterns are hard to break. In my late 20s, I bought a mandolin for a girl I was dating and gave it to her for her birthday. She loved it and could play it pretty well, too. I liked the feeling of giving it to her, and I could see in her eyes how much she loved the gift and me. But months later, our relationship became rocky and ultimately ended. When she broke up with me, I was crushed and hurt, and so I drove to her apartment and demanded she give me the mandolin back. She did, but I could see that it hurt her. I didn't care. I was retaliating the only way I knew how. A gift isn't just a gift, it's a tool. I used it to try to win her love, and then I used it to try...